Good morning, brothers and sisters all around the world. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this awesome day. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Help us to continue to grow in your word as we spread your word and live your word. And, Lord, help us to do the things you called us to do. And we thank you, Lord, for Paul's obedience and writing this word with you. We say thank you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's get to it. Again, good morning. I am Jonathan Tate, one of the associate pastors at Running for Christ Ministries. And we are going to continue in Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to pick up at verse 19. So Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 19, and it says, having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality, so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. Again, from last week, where we were talking about living as children of the light, where we are representing the Lord and doing his work in the world, the struggle with that is that, you know, the spirit and the flesh are constantly at war with each other. So when we look at verse 19, you know, having lost all sensitivity, that means that we're not sensitive to sin at times. And we lose that sensitivity because we've given ourselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. Well, we're constantly chasing the things that we so-called want that are typically bad for us in pursuit of just fulfilling our own lust. The issue with that is it's very destructive, destructive to your mind, body, and your spirit. So, you know, for us to do what we call to do and what we're designed to do, it's important that we pull away from just losing all sensitivity to sin. We have to keep that sensitivity high so that we could achieve what we need to achieve, which is being children of the light and not just chasing, you know, what we want to do. And that's one thing, Pastor O always talks about how much fun it is to hang out with Jesus, you know, to walk and talk with the Lord and just live your life with him. One thing that you will find out, I even found out for myself, is that the Lord is not boring. Lord is not just some drab being, you know, where he wants you to spend 24/7 in the Bible. No, he knows who you are. He knows who he designed and who he called. But it's just walking and doing things his way. You can still have fun. You can still meet your desires and get a lot of what you want and have your needs met. But just doing it his way. You know, the truth of the matter is we are like sheep. We don't know. Yes, we constantly mess up, but we constantly have to get up. And we have to keep trying to do better and better each and every day. I will not attest to being perfect or having arrived or being better than anyone. But one thing that I have been working on is my development and my relationship so that it's growth there. So we're doing better and better. Amen? All right. Verse 20 says, you, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. So we have the time, and I would challenge each and every one of us to do this and think about when we got saved and why we got saved. You know, when I was pledging my fraternity, big brothers would always say, why Alpha and why now? you know, and they wanted you to be able to give an answer for that. And the truth of the matter is we should be able to give an answer to why we chose to get saved and why we chose to get into a relationship with Jesus. We should be able to communicate and articulate that clearly. And think about, you know, for me, I was 10 years old. You know, it was October 31st of 1987. But the reality for me was, is love. He talked about the reality of hell. And as a 10-year-old, he painted the picture out of the word and scared me to death, you know. And I thought about it like, that's not a place that I want to spend eternity in. You know, I knew eternity at that time and still to this day didn't have an end, you know, to it. It wasn't constrained by a deadline or a time frame. It just was ongoing forever and ever and ever. So for me, I didn't want that to be my reality. So, you know, I went on and I accepted the Lord as my Lord and Savior. And then I went forward to learn and read, you know, over the years and develop a relationship. But I could clearly articulate to anyone, and I've rehearsed it, you know, why I decided, you know, to follow Jesus at that point in time. Because I wanted to spend eternity with him, not with the devil and those demons. So I thank the Lord, and I take it personal that he went to the cross in my place to provide the opportunity for me to, you know, rule with him, you know, for all eternity, and I'm thankful for that. Verse 22 says, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds. Let's remember, too, the running theme for Ephesians is encouragement for the church of Ephesus. So Paul is saying, listen, in order for us to continue to grow as children of the light, we have to put off those old things, our old selves, and we know that to be our sin nature. Every day, as God's children, we should be striving to do better, you know, excuse me, and to grow. You know, I can't increase my lung function without doing cardio exercises like walking, you know, up and down stairs or just taking a walk outside. Like, you know, I can't have a balanced diet or, you know, anything if I don't get my fruits and vegetables mixed in with everything else. And you just give it a try, you know, each and every day, and allow the Lord to instruct you on certain things, like really everything, but, you know, to give you some instruction and to follow his lead, really, you know, because, you know, there was a time where, and I can't say I used to have a bad temper, because I still do, it's genetic, but how I express my anger, you know, has changed over the years. You know, I've found that exercising and being quiet and isolating and, you know, prayer, like I found all of those things to help me. So I can't anger the way I used to, you know, but I had to put that off. So that's just an example of, you know, things that we know we have to put down and put off, you know, so that we can continue to grow. You can't grow if you're stifled and, you know, you're moving backwards because you won't advance. You won't move forward if you're stuck or if you're moving backwards because you're digressing more than anything. So, and it says, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. We have to keep it real with each other. We like what we like. And not all of what we like lines up with the Lord wants us to engage in or even be. So you have to be honest with yourself, you know, that there are things that you like that probably are not the best for you. You know, I love sweets. I could probably eat sweets all day, every day, but I know that that's physically, that's not good for me, especially when diabetes runs in your family. So I have to, you know, engage in moderation, you know, but, you know, the things typically that we want for ourselves, are, a lot of them are bad for us, you know, and we can blame the devil, we can blame other people, but a lot of times what we choose is what we choose. It has nothing to do with anybody else. So remember, stop giving the devil power that he doesn't have. He is not everywhere at one time. You know, we seem to think that because we feel like he's on a similar level with God. No, he's not. He can only be in one place at one time. He's not omnipresent. He's not all-powerful, all-knowing like the Lord. So just keep that in mind. So we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Who strengthens us? So that's in Philippians 4:13. We can do that. So it's just work doing the work and being honest with yourself. Amen. Verse 23 says, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. We have to understand that when you set something in your mind, it's true that what you put your mind to, you can accomplish. That's true. I'm a firm believer in that. So, you know, if your mind and your heart are connected and they're working together, you can adopt change, you know, if you decide in your mind and in your heart that I'm going to change, you know, because what happens, a lot of times, I know for me, I can't speak for everyone else. What's in my heart or in my mind, my body follows. You know, that's just the reality for John. And some of you may be the same way. So when you see here, to be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on a new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness, again, we have to think back to why we got saved. We have to think back to the fact that, okay, we are saved now, so we do have to adopt a new mindset. You know, like Romans 12 talks about, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And you have to do that work daily. And really, it's not a lot of work for us to do. It's just basically being submissive to the Lord, say, hey, I need you to, you know, help me with this, and I'm handing this over to you. You know, I can't eat sweets all day, every day, so show me what I need to eat that's a good balance. So for me, because it's sweet and it's natural, fruit, okay, that works for me. And then every now and then, yeah, I get a cookie or a donut or honey bun or whatever. Cool. And then I have to mix that with water. I have to get some green, you know, whether it's salad or broccoli, whatever the case may be. I have to use profanity less, you know. I mean, there's so many different things. And for you, is you know what you need to work on and what you need to put on. But you need to have your mind renewed so that your attitude can convert over. And we can remember and be reminded that we were created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. He pulled us to the side before the foundations of the world, and I'm going to continue to say that so that we understand that. Amen. Verse 25 says, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. That's real simply put, keep it real, tell the truth. Lies destroy relationships. Lies are complicated. It's hard to keep up with lies. Just tell the truth. I always tell my sons, it's hard for me to deal with lies. Just tell me the truth so we can work through it. You know, whether you got, got in trouble in school or you messed with some girl or whatever, and God may be, just tell me what's going on so we can work with the truth. You know, and it says here we're supposed to be like that with our neighbors, for we are all members of one body. So you got to be in the habit of telling the truth to yourself too, you know, and your brothers and sisters, because we're all one body in Christ. So just be honest. Put the lies off. Tell the truth. Lies are complicated. It's too much work to lie. Just keep it real. So that's real simple. For verse 25, verse 26 says, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. This is something I had to learn as a kid because, again, I genetically have a bad angry. There's no negotiation. There's no conversation. It's all bad for me. So I had to learn as a kid that you have to be able to channel that. First, I had to submit that to the Lord and say, I need your help. You know, and be honest with the fact that I needed help dealing with my anger. So the first thing it says is do not sin. You know, if for you that may mean keeping your mouth shut. For you that may mean taking a walk. It may mean, you know, isolation. Whatever it takes, don't sin in your anger. Because it's easy to do. And I work in the Department of Corrections. A lot of people that popped off when they were angry, some of them are doing life sentences right now. Then there are some people who are in the cemetery, you know, because they popped off when they were angry. And then it says, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. That means basically deal with whatever issue you have that day, today. Don't let the end of the day come or tomorrow while you still angry. And I practice that. I don't believe in going to bed angry. If there's an issue that I can solve with somebody that day, hey, we're going to talk about it, hug it out, and be done with it, you know. And if there's no resolve, there's resolve with me because I've handed it over to the Lord. Because, you know, there's a part of me that needs to be sleep in a cage, which is that anger. You know, so I try not to rattle that cage, and I try not to let people rattle that cage. But that's because of years of practice and handing it over to the Lord so that I don't snap off and catch a cage. So this is true. You know, this is God's word. And it helps us. 27 says, and do not give the devil a foothold. He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. I mean, this is real simple. If we're God's children, we don't need to give the devil any leverage or any foothold or any residence in our lives, for one. And for two, we don't have to steal. We don't have to be out running scams and doing something shady. We can work. And in these days and times, it's so easy to find work, you know. And it's saying, you know, it's real direct. You know, if you've been stealing, steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. One thing that I really enjoy doing is I enjoy giving. I enjoy sharing my resources with folks. You know, when I talk to the Lord about becoming wealthy, it's more so for being in a position to share with folks and to help folks. You know, my heart really goes out to those who are poor and those who are homeless. Like, when I see them, I cut the radio down and I pray for them. you know, out of concern and love, not just routine, you know, because I'm a firm believer that with all the resources we have in the world, there should not be, even if we're just talking about the United States, there should not be one person that's sleeping on the street hungry. That's just how I feel about it. Lord knows that, you know. So for us who have the ability and the training and education and experience, we need to work, and we need to be cheerful givers. Lord loves that, and we need to be generous and share our resources with others, you know. You may not have a bunch of money to give, but you have time and energy as well, and you have prayer. So, amen, amen. Verse 29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. So, again, we need to watch what we say, and we need to be some building folks up for their benefit, not just running off at the mouth or popping off or whatever the case may be, but watching what you say. Words are powerful. You know, they really are. And one thing that I learned from my brother Mooch is he said, once you put words out there, you can't take them back. So be careful what you say to people. So let's keep that in mind. Very meaty passage here. A lot of work for us to do. Next week, we will pick up at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, as we move on through this book. Lord, we thank you for this lesson. We thank you for breaking it down for us, and for allowing us to go line by line as we dissect your word, but help us to retain your word, spread your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Once again, another good lesson, Sir Jonathan.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that lesson, all those good words of wisdom. And what I got out of it is just love. We just need to just simply love more. Just whatever we do, whatever, you know, situation, just have love on our mind at all times. Boy, you get a whole lot out of that versus some of the things that we don't want to get out of it. And I know, and you said the Lord is not boring, because he is not. If you're really in tune to the Lord, it's not boring. And to his word, everything that we deal with on a daily basis is all about him, basically. The Bible is all about everything that we go through in life, you know, and if you read it, you'll see that, but if you don't read it, you really won't even know. So,
indeed.
Mm-hmm. And then I like what you said about falsehood. Just keep it real. Love people. Yeah, love people, tell truth, and just really love them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Love don't cost it don't cost a thing.
Not at all.
Just cost you giving it. That's it. And I like what you said about being anger, sin in your anger. Man, so many kids are, these young people are giving up their lives with these weapons, just being angry. They don't even know what they're angry about, and then they take a person's life, then they take their life, because, you know, once you take somebody else's life with that anger, because you thinking about what's going on right now instead of thinking about, you know, solving it another kind of way, you just do what you do in your anger, and then, man, your life over and the other person's life is over one way or another. So that's something. Yep. And then just, God is a unselfish giver, and he loves a cheerful giver. And giving cheerfully, that's, like you said, it's anything. And just giving your love. If you give, you know, with love, you know, what everything you give will be in love. Everything you do for someone, it'll be in love. Yeah, so love is very important. Yeah, and we do have to watch what we say. Watch what we say to others. You know, yeah. When we have to think about how we feel when, we have to think about how we feel when someone say something to us. To when we get ready to say something to somebody, how would we feel about it? You know, if they said it to us. So, yeah. Hey, let God handle all those things. You know, if we just keep our minds on Jesus, everything will work out. Yeah, you know? And just think about love all the time. Yeah. Good lesson. That's just some down home, you know, round the table, family time lesson right there. That's just, you know, family lesson right there for everybody. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you. It was so good. We can't wait to hear, you know, the rest next week. We appreciate you and just have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, we are going to go right into our service, and we're going to have a song, and then on the other side of that song, we're going to start our service. And get yourself some coffee, and let's get ready. Amen.
Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me. Like a mighty storm, stay with me, my soul. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way in me.
Amen. Lord, have your way in me. What a way to start this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's a good day to be alive, and we just thank God for another day's journey. Good morning, and welcome, Blog Talk listeners all around this beautiful world, to Runner for Christ Ministries Saturday morning worship service. I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Runner for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with scripture and prayer. And at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe is vital, and the Word of God tells us so. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own Sister Mother Miller. Good morning.
And good morning to you and everybody that's listening. God bless you. And our reading is coming from Colossians, 3rd chapter, verses 1 to 15. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all of his glory. So put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you. Have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an adulterer, worshiping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world, but now it is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave or free. Christ is all that matters, and he lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy person he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults, and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your heart. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Praise the Lord. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today for this opportunity to once again offer up to you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. We ask that you will that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will take part in this worship service. We ask that you bear, hear and answer the prayers of faith that are lifted to you by your people in this service. Lord, we ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We ask that Jesus Christ be lifted in the songs, the prayers, and the preached word so that all those who are lost will be found. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask these blessings. Amen. Lord bless and have a great day.
Amen. Living the new life. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Irma, for that scripture and prayer. We appreciate you, and you have the best day ever.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways into the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very own shepherd, Pastor Awesome O. Take it away, Pastor O.
Amen. Thank you, Super Cat. Digging the slap. I appreciate you. Amen. Hey, on this song list, usually the Lord give me the list through the week. We listen to so much music because, you know, I start my day with praise, and usually he give me an idea of songs and a movement that he wants to make in a particular service or a Bible class or whatever. So anyway, he gave me the list Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. I forget it every week. And then he comes back on Saturday and says this, 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 and this. But this time I did not forget it. That lets me know that God wants, he kept bringing it back to my remembrance. I depend on the Holy Spirit doing that, John 14:27. Amen, I depend on that, or six, one of them, can't hardly remember. But anyway, he brought this back to my remembrance, so I know that God is especially with this whole service, even the word that's coming, is reaching out to somebody. Amen. I don't know who the somebody is. He didn't tell me that, but I know from the songs that he gave me, he is specifically reaching out to somebody who is feeling low, who is feeling discouraged, who is, amen, having problems with the things that's going on in this world. And God wants you to know that even in spite of all of this, you can praise him anyhow, because he got this. Amen.
got this war going on in my mind, trying to make me think my faith is counterfeit. And whoa, no, certain days it feel like my faith is running low. But it's a mustard seed, so I must believe in what I sow. Sowing tears, what you water will grow. Never fear, it's all under control. The storm is here, but I'm sleep on the boat. Whoa. Yeah. Everything I went through, I knew I would be blessed. Yeah. Trying to pull me down, but I see the mark, so I press. Christ brought me out so many times, why stress? Yeah. I'ma sing hallelujah anyhow through the test.
Amen. No matter what, comes my way. Hallelujah. Anyhow, we got to get there, y'all. The Lord is doing stuff, gonna do stuff. Stuff have happened. And we have to get to the place where we trust God. We cannot be dismayed or become discomforted too much by the things we see going on. Jesus said, when you see all these things happening, don't sit around and wonder what's going on. He said, rejoice. And why should we rejoice when all these things are happening? He said, because our redemption is drawing near. That means all these things are not happening to us. It's happening to the world. We're God's children. His kingdom rule, his kingdom authority on earth, just like it is in heaven. We're down here bringing heaven to earth because we live for him. We speak his words. We work with our hands doing his work. And we help people in or outside the body of Christ. And so we know that even though all these things are going on and they real, we going to be all right.
It gets so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting down, trying to believe God. Trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the ride. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go. Oh,
never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, miles will
stay in the house.
Fear trying to rise up, got terrorist disguise.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Just when I say that we gon' be
in these last days, evil times will come, and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder. Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble, shame, shame, abuse, abuse. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it burn.
Promise me we gon'
be alright.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy. That is a powerful song. We are going to be all right. Yes, we are. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony. Our hearts have been truly moved and encouraged. Thank you. Which takes us to Time to Talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this next selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own brother, Master Deacon, Sir Charles Tate, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. Meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Sir Deacon Charles Tate. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
He'll make it all right. God is able.
God is able.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He'll supply.
He'll supply.
Whatever is broken.
Whatever is broken.
He can fix it.
He can fix it.
No need to worry.
No need to worry.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Whole church, he'll make it all right.
Present to the true and living God. And you know, this prayer could be real quick this morning, because after listening to that song just now,
ought to say that he'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. I know you're bringing stuff to him right now that you think is all wrong, but you got to tell yourself right now that he's going to make it all right. No matter what goes on in this world, he's already made it all right. He's already taken care of it. And you have to just believe that right now. So we're going to go to him. You're going to take what you got to him right now. What you need to do is you need to leave it with him. Not go back and pick it up. Not go back and say, Lord, you ain't did nothing about it. Yes, excuse it, I ain't. But that's just the way I talk, people. So you got to work with me here. And you have to just understand that if you leave it with him, he's going to make it all right. And you have to believe that. You know, the verse says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. And let's just pray. Let's just go into prayer right now. Lord God, our Father, we thank you first and most of all for being who you are. And just to say it real quick, Lord, who you are, you're everything. You're the Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And you're everything in between. Lord, we would not exist if it wasn't for you. We would not even be here if it wasn't for you. Man could not make another man. Man cannot make a woman. Man can't do that. It takes a man and a woman to get together to produce a child, Father. Everything was made by you, and especially us. You bent down a long time ago, but first, Father, forgive me for going so fast. But, Lord, first we just have to honor you. We have to praise you. We have to just bring all glory and praise to you for who you are. Because, see, you're God. There is no other God but you. Like you told Abraham when they asked him, when he came, not even Moses, when he came back with Pharaoh, and he said, Lord, they want, what should I call you? And he said, just go and tell them I am. That's all you got to tell them is I am. And Father, the great part about it is that you are. So right now, Father, we just thank you. We honor and we glorify you. We thank you most of all, Father, for thinking of us a long time ago and for sending your son, Jesus Christ, who came here and died on our behalf, went to a grave, got up one day, is now seated on the right-hand side of you, interceding for each and every one of us. And all that's real. He was here. He walked this earth as a man, just like we are. So, Father, we thank you for that. And when he went back and sat down next to you, it was all done. Everything is taken care of. You told us to be of good cheer. Don't worry about anything, to pray about everything, but to be of good cheer, to be happy. Even though it might seem like we're going through some tough stuff right now, we got to learn to just be happy. Because everything in this world, everything in our lives has already been taken care of. When Jesus got off that cross, he said it was finished. And what he meant by that was that no longer would the devil and all his little minions be allowed to change us, to do anything about us. All we had to do was go to you, to look on the cross, to go to the cross, to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and it was going to be good. You tell us that we're going to have things happen in this world. You said we're going to have trials and tribulations. And that means that things are going to happen in this life. But you also tell us to walk by faith. But the big thing you told us, Lord, is that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And that little five-letter word, N-E-V-E-R, never, means that you never, not ever, you don't take a day off. You don't take an hour off. You don't take a minute off. You're always with us. You said you would never leave us and that you would never forsake us. That means that you're always with us. So whatever it is that we're going through right now, Father, whatever that's happening to your children right now, please help them to understand that you're there. You're right there with them. Father, is any unconfessed sin that we got going on in our lives right now, we confess it to you right now, Father, because we know you can't look on any sin. Yep, I said just a minute ago that you would never leave us nor forsake us, and you're always with us. But you don't look on sin because you're a perfect God. But we've been made a perfect people because of your Son. And we're your children. We've been adopted into your family. But back to that never leaving and forsaken part, Lord, I just can't get away with it, because when you think about the fact that we have the God of creation, that is in our lives right now, that said, I ain't going to never go anywhere. I'm going to always be with you, no matter what goes on, no matter how it goes on, no matter who come to you or what come at you, I got you. And we just have to believe that, Father. We believe that. Yep, we say we have faith. But as soon as we break that fingernail or get a bad bill or something like that goes on, a bad report from the doctor, not making light of those situations, Father, because here we seem that they're all real. But we always have to remind ourselves that we are not children of this world. We're just here. We're your children. We've been adopted into your family. We belong to you. And Lord, when you said that all things work together, when you told us all things work together for the good, that means everything. Even the situations that we're going through right now, Father, you have brought them to us so that we would be able to see that it's going to be all right. So, Father, for the one that can't see that, see, Father, I just got to be honest and talk personally to you like me and you talk. I know. That you're going to do exactly what you say. In the 50 years that I have been your child, and I ain't been perfect, Lord, by no means, you have always taken care of me. You have always, when the river got high, when the waters came up, you done told the rivers to back up. When times came when it seemed like there just was no other way, looked up and the way was already made. So, Father, I have come to a place in my life, and I tell anybody that I sleep real good now, Father, because I know no matter what, you got me. And you see, Father, you're not a respecter of persons, even though I just was talking about myself. You're not a respecter of persons. It don't matter who it is, Father. As long as they're your child, you got them. As long as they belong to you, you got them. And you know what, Father, even when that time comes, when your servant said, David, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear no evil, cause you with me. That goes back to that when you told us you would never leave us. And we have to learn to stand on that, Father, not just stand on it, but believe it. But believe it. We like to quote Bible verses and talk about all that, but when a little bit of trouble comes, we fold like a leaf. But even when we fold, Father, you have us. So, Father, as much as I'm supposed to be feeling bad maybe about what's going on, I can't help but praise you right now, Lord. Well, see, you're God, and you got all by yourself. There is no other God but you. And the God, the only true and living God, the only God that's in existence, loves me and everybody else that calls itself his child. Father, we pray for that one right now that's still struggling with the fact of maybe it's another way to get to God. Help them to understand, nope, there's only one way. And that way is through your Son, Jesus Christ. But Father, help them to see too that once they get in, you get all the benefits. You get all the benefits of being your child. And Father, those benefits are endless. Yep, we ask you right now. Lord, we do. You see, the waves are high. The wind is blowing. But Father, you control the waves and the wind. Because there was a time when you was going across on a boat with your disciples. And the wind and the waves was all over the place. And they were fearful for their lives. And you got up out the bottom of that boat. And you told the wind and the wave to go back to where I put you. You told them to be still. And in an instant, it was done. So, Father, right now we just ask that you temper the wind, that you tell the waves to be calm, so that we would be able to know just who you are. You see, Father, we say we believe in you, but when a little thing come at us, sometimes we get shook. So, Father, ease the pain of that one that is going through severe pain right now. Pay that bill for that one that needs that bill to be paid. Father, let it not be that we focus on cars and houses and things of this world, because back to what you said, all things work together for the good, but that's according to your will, Father, the things that you tell us, and you tell us if we would seek you first in your kingdom, that everything, back to that things again, Father, but we have to be sure that we're focusing on the things that you tell us to, Father. Yep, it's easy to get caught up in this world. It really is. We like nice things, but we have to remember, too, that you like things a whole lot better than us. You prepared a place for us, Father, that we can't even imagine what it's going to be like. And one day we're going to be there with you, and we're going to never have to go through this again. But while we're here, we stay up at night sometimes, worried. But we have to remember what you tell us to do too, Father. Pray about everything. Don't worry about nothing. And to cast all our cares on you, and that's what we're doing right now. But, Father, those cares, you've already taken care of. Back in Genesis, when you stopped doing everything and rested, we were already taken care of. So, Father, let it be that we focus now, that we make our focus you, that we come to understand once again, and I got to say it, that we're foreigners in this land right here. We're just passing through. But while we're passing through, you got us. Let us be like Paul and Silas was in the Philippian jail when they was locked up in stocks, couldn't get out. Can't say they didn't have any idea of what was going on because they was praising you. They knew that if they had to be there, that you was going to be there with them. And, Father, let it be, if we got to go through something, we're going through because we know you're going to be there with us. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity you gave them to talk to me right now. We'll finish this conversation later on because, Father, this is a real good thing to know. It's a wonderful thing to know that you're with me and that you're with us. Do what you're going to do that only you can do for that one that's talking to you right now, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray this morning. Amen.
All right. Thank you. He will. He will make it all right. Power in prayer. Thank you. Thank you, Sir Deacon Charles Tate, for praying and making our request known to God. We appreciate you.
Right. Yep. All have a good day. I'm up.
Yes, sir. Good day. All right. So far, we are having a great time this morning with more to come. I want to thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Amen. All right, time for the preach word. A message from God. The best part, icing on the cake. The next voice you will hear following this song selection is our very own man of God, Associate Pastor Terrence Tate. Let's prepare to receive Associate Pastor Terrence Tate come in his own way with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Some good days, I've had some hills to climb, I've had some weary days, and some sleepless nights, but when I look around, think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I was complex. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Lord has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. Tell me, you know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Midnight in today, so I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. To me, more than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, 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 me. Yeah, and dry all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Dry my midnight in today.
Amen. 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 Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. What a wonderful song. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we certainly thank you for bringing us from last Saturday to this Saturday. Even though we had to face some valleys, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us in the valleys, for being with us in the hard times. We thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Father. Father, I just ask that you move me out of the way and have your way. Let it be all of you and none of me. And let this word that you have planted in my spirit for your people be a blessing to someone out there. It's in your precious and holy name I pray this prayer. Amen and amen. Good morning, all Blog Talk Radio listeners all around the world. The title of my message is Facing the Trials of Life with God's Strength. Facing the Trials of Life with God's Strength. And the scriptures that the Lord wants me to use are John chapter 16, verse 33. And that reads as follows. In this life, we are going to have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. Now, if you have your Bibles, I want you to put a bookmark in that scripture and go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And that reads like this. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know, and this is mainly for the church today. You know, when believers of God get into a problem that we don't like, the first thing that we do is we complain about it. When God is saying, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. In this life, you will have trials and tribulations. But he's telling us, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world, and you have nothing to fear, because I am with you. I am Jehovah Shammah. I am the God who is with you at all times, even in the valleys, even in the storms. God will never leave us nor forsake us. He will always be by our side. Even when we face hardship, God is always right there with us. So, what do we have to complain about? See, the reason why we complain about our problems is because we don't believe that our God is bigger than our problems. And when we don't believe that God is bigger than our problems, then we're telling God that we've got more power than he does, over our problems. See, the reason why God allows us to go through trials in our lives is for Him to see how much faith we have in Him. And so when we walk around acting like we're defeated because we're facing a problem, we're telling God that you're not able to fix this problem. God said in John chapter 16, verse 33, in this life, you will have trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. Be of good cheer means no matter what is going on in your life, be thankful for the trial, because God is building your faith up in Him. No matter what is going on in your life, whether it's hard, easy, long or short, praise God for what He has brought you through, because there is somebody out there that has it worse off than you do. And Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. There is no problem that you can't conquer if you are in Christ. There is no problem that you cannot conquer if you are in Christ. You have the victory over your trial. You must face the problems that you are going through with a different point of view. You must face the problems that you are going through knowing that you are more than a conqueror, knowing that you are going to win the battle over this problem, because God has never lost a battle. You will never lose. You will never conquer the trials of this life continuing to walk around defeated. It said in John chapter 16, verse 33, in this life, you are going to have trials and tribulations. No matter what kind of trial you face, you are more than a conqueror. I've been facing a physical challenge for 33 years. But you know what? I don't look at my physical challenge as a burden. I look at my physical challenge as a blessing, because That means that God is building my faith in him. Don't look at the challenges that you are faced with in this life as burdens. Look at the challenges that you are faced with in this life that as blessings, because you were put here to be a blessing to someone else. You were not put here for your blessing, for your problems to have power over you. You know, when I look at Facebook sometimes, I say sometimes, and when I see people on Facebook acting like their problems have power over them, I remind myself, I don't have, my problems don't have power over me. I have the victory over my problems. That's what I mean when I say facing the trials of life with God's strength. Because it's with God's strength that you are able to get over the valley that you're facing. It's with God's strength that you are able to walk over the hardship that you're facing. It's not with the devil's strength. The devil has no power over you unless you give it to him. It's with God's strength that you are able to walk as a victorious Christian. It says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. The only way you are going to face the only way you are going to conquer the problems that you have in your life is if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, because Jesus said, I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. Luke 10:19 says, behold, I've given you power to walk over snakes and scorpions. Behold, I've given you power to overcome every power of the enemy. I just said this. The only way the devil can have your power is if you give it to him. The only way you will not be able to conquer the problems that you face is if you don't face the trials of life with God's strength. There is power in God. There is power in the strength of God. God is unshakable. God is unchangeable. God is unstoppable. Whatever you face, whatever kind of problem you are facing today, know that you are more than a conqueror. Know that you can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. Know that you have the power over the enemy. The enemy doesn't like this message, but you know what? That it's the word that God gave me. And you know, God knows what he's doing. Sometimes when we go through what we go through in this life, that's God testing our faith in him. When we go through what we go through in this life, God is not harming us. God is building us up to advance his kingdom by telling our stories. So don't be afraid when you are dealing with hardships. Be grateful you're dealing with hardships. But also, remember this. Remember that you're not facing the trials that you're facing alone. You're facing them with the true and living God who said he would never leave you nor forsake you. Now, who else would do that? Who else would say, I will never leave you nor forsake you? Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus can say, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Nobody but Jesus can say, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. Nobody but Jesus can say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We're living in a day where we need to show the world how to face the trials that we are currently faced with. Yes, you have a bill that you can't pay, but instead of complaining about the bill you can't pay, give it to Jesus and tell him, Lord, I have a bill that I can't pay, but I know you can help me pay it. When you have a child that is sick with a physical ailment, don't say, Lord, my child is sick. I want you to say, Lord, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, My child is sick, but I know you can heal them. My head hurts, but I know you can heal it. My heart is broken, but I know you can heal it. That's how you face the problems of this life with God's strength. There's nothing more powerful than the strength of God. The strength of God will pick you up when you are at your lowest of lows. So remember, and please write this down. When you are faced with the trials that God allowed to come your way, don't complain about it. Face it with his strength. Because God doesn't answer complaints. He answers prayers. And not only does he answer prayers, but he moves by your praise. Not only does he move by your praise, he moves according to your faith in him. So when you are faced with whatever you're faced with, don't give up on God, because God never gave up on you. I don't care if the trial is caused by you or caused by someone else. When you are faced with the trial, never give up on God, because God never gave up on you, and he will never give up on you. You can be victorious over your own trials if you face the trials of this life with God's strength. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we certainly thank you for your word. And not only do we thank you for your word, we thank you for your everlasting love for us. We thank you that we are more than a conqueror because of you. We thank you that even if we have tried and tribulated, that you are always right there with us. And no matter what we are faced with, we thank you that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Father, there's no other God like you, because you're the only God. And we thank you for allowing me to preach your word to your people, to remind your people how we as believers in you should face our trials. Father, I praise you today. This was all you, and this word was given through me but it was all of you and none of me. And I thank you for that powerful word that you've given me to preach to your people today, Father. And it, and in your glorious and holy and wonderful and matchless name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Preacher. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Amen. We thank God for Pastor Terrence Tate, always ready to bring a fresh word from the Lord. And I see now why the Lord gave me all those songs, because this is what the service is about. God wants us to not be afraid no matter what we face, because let me tell y'all something. God getting ready to do some stuff, and it's going to be a little bit frightening, but he really trying to get us prepared to not be afraid. Be anxious, not at all, for anything that we need, you know, food, clothes, water. Don't be anxious for that stuff, no matter what we see and no matter what we hear. Things are going to get, like the Lord said in 2nd, you get a chance after the service, go read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and he will give a description of the way the world will be just before Christ comes and raptures us. You'll see the man of sin rising and coming to power, and when he does, the church will be raptured out. So it'll be simultaneous. The Antichrist will rise up, and Jesus will raise up his church to heaven. So, amen. But he told us in Matthew 24 and in Luke 21 what was going to happen. So, amen. Amen. We want to really pay attention to that. Again, thank the preacher for allowing the Lord to use him to help strengthen us for the times ahead. Amen. Amen. God tired of us acting like we didn't know he said this would happen. Didn't I tell you this would happen? So when he tells us it will happen, all we can do is by faith respond according to his word. Rejoice and be glad and recognize we're almost out of here. For the world, they're going to be in turmoil. They won't know how to fix what God's getting ready to do. But for us, and another thing that's going on right now, church, get involved in the wealth transfer. This is not a time to be lazy. This is not a time to be lackadaisical. I don't know if you've noticed, but God is transferring wealth, and he's doing it right in our face. Folks with no education can walk up into a place and get paid big money. That's how bad they need people. Read James chapter 5 when you get a chance. God is forcing those who've paid us too little to pay us some more. Deacon Charles Tate experienced that this week. He didn't even have to ask. And the Lord bumped that up. So pay attention to what's going on and get involved in this thing. Amen. Let Pastor Terry's sermon sink way down deep in you and understand that in a time like this, look, I'm going to quit preaching in a minute. It's Pastor Terrence Tate's fault. Amen. Blame him. But anyway, y'all remember Isaac, right? And he was in the land messing around with the people in Gerar and the king and them chasing him around because God was blessing him, and they didn't like that, and so they kept messing with him. But when he finally found a place where he could sit down and settle down and not be bothered by them, guess what? It was a famine, just like his daddy, Abraham, right? Remember when he got to the promised land? Famine broke out. Now here it is, Isaac, famine then broke out. But like Abraham, Isaac didn't leave. God told him, stay right here. Guess what God did? In a famine. Blessed him 100 times over. In a famine. Everybody else starving, looking like starving Marvin. They running around their fat. Why? Because of their God. Pay attention to what the Lord's word says. And no matter what it looked like, do that. Amen. Like Jesus' mama told them servants when they went to that wedding and the liquor ran out. And they came over to Jesus' mama and saying, you know, liquor to run out. In those days, the groom would be really embarrassed if that happened. Amen. But you know what? Jesus' mama said, do whatever he tell you. And they did what Jesus told them, and guess what? They turned up. Amen. God bless you. Okay, it's my time to do the announcements. Crystal is not able to be with us today. I mean, you know, she could, but having no voice kind of makes it hard to do announcements. But she could, like, speak to our minds. She could speak to our minds. But then she ain't Spark from Star Trek, so she can't do that. So I'm going to take care of the announcements. Okay, Sunday, November 7th, amen, we'll have our in-person worship service, and we'll begin at 10 a.m. We'll be led in song by our own praise team, amen. Lisa Thornton is our praise team leader, and the Word of God will be preached by me, Pastor O, and I'm going to start that new thing that the Lord have given me. I'm going to preach through the New Testament chronologically, so we're going to start with the book of Galatians, amen. And so it's Galatians, the book, part one. Amen. Okay. And you can join us in our in-person worship service. All we ask is that you wear a mask. Like 95 to 99% of our members are vaccinated. Okay. And some of us even been boosted. So why do we wear the mask? It's to protect those who are not. And then we have children who are under five. Who, you know what I mean, we want to protect them too. So we know we do what Jesus would do. And in a pandemic, I believe Jesus would be vaccinated, and I believe Jesus would wear a mask. And you know how he did things. It wasn't all about him. It was about them. So we need to love others like we love ourselves. We need to love others like Christ loved us. And we know Jesus wouldn't do nothing to hurt us. So he'd wear a mask. He'd get vaccinated. Amen? Like he told Peter, let us do what we're supposed to do so that we don't offend them. So we know what he would do. Now, every Sunday at 4 p.m., our very own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn has her own blog talk radio show, and it's entitled Bring Back the Family. The Lord have raised it up for such a time as this. God is trying to give us the key back to having a strong society by having a strong family. So every Sunday, 4 o'clock, amen, Bring Back the Family with our own Deaconess Kathy Clyburn. You can get all the information about her show. Go to our church website, rfcm.org, and it will give you the link to her website, amen. And there you can get all the information you need about this awesome, powerful ministry that God is bringing to the earth called Bring Back the Family, trying to get rid of the cracks in our walls by fixing the foundation. Then we can get rid of the cracks. The cracks is all this stuff we see going on in our society. Every Monday at 6 p.m., we have our Bible class. It's entitled Get a Grip. It's more of a workshop, okay? And we're talking about the church and mental health and how do we get a grip? How do we hold it together when things go wrong? So on Monday, our teacher is Deaconess June Rogers, amen, and she makes the class thoroughly interesting and always comes up with these subjects that the Lord, boom. She sent me what she wanted to do for next week with this illness, you know, when illness strikes the Christian. Amen, we get all twisted up like Job, amen. So when illness strikes, she sent me that, and then I got a text from a preacher who told me that she wanted me to pray for her family because sickness has struck the whole family. I said, Lord, have mercy. If you ain't saying do this, amen. We ain't never heard his voice. So anyway, Monday at 6 p.m., get a grip, and we'll be talking about when illness strikes the Christian. Wow. Amen. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m., we have our Bible reading class. This week, we'll be studying the book of Psalms, chapters 19 through 25. The questions will be available for Sunday on the back table if you're in our in-person service, and if not, they will be online on our church website. Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, the Bring Back the Family lady, she's the teacher for this class. Amen? Amen. Now, if you'd like to pay your tithes and offerings, all you have to do is go to our church website, rfcm.org, rfcm.org, and click on Tithes and Offerings. If you'd like to give something to the preacher, Pastor Terrence Tate, that you heard today, while you're over there, click on Offerings and be sure to designate this is for Pastor Terrence Tate, and we'll see to it that he gets it. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you on that. Every Saturday, Bondage Breakers Ministries, our own assistant pastor, Janice Tate, has our own ministry. It's called Bondage Breaker Ministries, and they hold the ladies' Bible class every Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.-ish. I'll just say it like that, because sometimes, like our Bible class on Monday and Wednesday, it get turned up, and the set time, amen, the Holy Ghost just run right over it. Amen, because he's doing something, and we want him to do what he's doing. Amen. So every Saturday, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., contact Pastor Janice Tate for the call-in number. And how can you do that? Go to our Christian resource page at rfcm.org and just click on Bondage Breakers, and all the information, including her phone number to call her, is right there. And you can get involved in the other things that Bondage Breakers Ministry is doing to help educate folks over in Africa. So get involved, amen. Let God bless the rest. What do you mean bless the rest? He's going to bless the 10% because you tithe like he told you to. And then he's going to bless the rest of what? The 90%, because you're using that to bless people. Amen. You just blessed all the way around. Prayers go up for Crystal Crump. Please pray for Crystal because I'm doing announcements. Hallelujah. Pray for Crystal. Stump your shoe, pray for Crystal. And prayer for Tyrone Hamilton and all the mothers on the move at rfcm.org. Mothers on the move. They didn't just want to be called mothers. Mothers say, we mothers on the move. We ain't sitting around nowhere. Amen. We ain't greeting and eating. We on the move. And they are. They're some very active mothers. So keep them in your prayers and everybody else that you know who has requested prayer. Amen. Keep the son of executive board member Avitris Cowan, her son Torin Cowan, keep him in prayer. One of his real close, more like a brother and more like a son to Avitris and the auntie Elitris. You know, when Aaron went home to be with the Lord the other day, well, you know how it is when we get left behind here. So pray for Avitris, pray for Elitris, pray for Torin, and pray for Kamisha Buckman. Pray for the Buckman family. Amen. Everybody involved. It's devastating when somebody young goes home to be with the Lord. But the good news is I talked to him myself. I know he believed in Jesus. So, amen, he went straight to heaven. He's absent from the body now, and he in heaven. And weeping is enduring for a night. But guess what? We can be confident that joy is coming in the morning. Amen. And also keep our own president of our executive board, Sharon Tate, and my counselor, keep her in prayer, Abraham. Amen, because her cousin, you know, went home, transitioned, and the services this morning. So pray for our own executive board president, Sharon Abraham, and my counselor. Keep her, got to keep her together because it is Lord Jesus. Amen. I need her. And Carmen and Alana and Roshan and the prophet Isaiah. Amen. Keep them all in prayer. And Dewan, that's my boy right there. Amen. Keep them all in prayer because when these things happen, we're affected by it. And Jesus said, we've been enduring for a night. So we're going to go through it. But then you can't stop mourning from coming, right? So joy is coming with the mourning. And that is what we look forward to while we weep through the night. Amen? Amen. Don't forget to pray for our mothers, Mother Louisa and Mother Irma and Mother Cheryl and Mother Marilyn and Mother Persia and the leaders and teachers of RFCM, the parents and the children. And especially, again, all the bereaved families who have suffered loss. And now as we come to a close, it's birthday time for the month of November. And so this is like the first week in November, and we have two people. We have London. Amen. This is Naomi Carter's daughter. Amen. Well, y'all know her as Naomi Tate, right? This is her daughter, London. And everybody know London, right? She's real special, amen. Real. If her mama like you, she like you. If her mama don't like you, she ain't going to like you. But she awesome. And my own niece, Tamika, amen, she is celebrating her birthday on today, November 6th. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we'll mention the rest of the birthdays as they come up in the weeks that they come up. Amen. So we've had our announcements, and I thank God for you. Do not forget to pray for Crystal so she can be back on her job real soon. Amen. And now, if you've had a minute, we're going to have communion. Amen. So you need to run and find yourself something to commune with. Find yourself something that symbolizes the bread and something that symbolizes the wine. And we're going to remember what Jesus did for us. So I will give you a minute, amen, to go and find something liquid that, you know, symbolizes the blood and something that symbolizes the bread. Amen. Amen. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I want to thank you for faithfully tuning in since 09. I was looking this morning, and I got to update some things. We are over 1,300 worship services and Bible classes, and I got to tell you that the Lord has been good. I don't know if I've had to miss more than two of these services and Bible classes because I was sick. Amen. So that means all these years since 09, the Lord has kept me well and has kept my voice. Y'all know I've been coughing forever. Amen. If you come to the church, I'm going to cough. Amen. I've been doing that forever, but I have a whole lot of issues, but the Lord have kept me all these years, and I ain't on no kind of medication except for a black seed oil pill and a one-a-day vitamin, and now I'm drinking Boost. I'm getting boosted. Amen. But anyway, that's it. So God has been good to me, and trust me, I have mental problems. I have physical problems, heart problems, and but, you know, and the medications for these things I cannot take because they'll kill me. So I have to trust, lean, and I have to do what Pastor Terrence Tate preached about today. I have to know God got me. I have to know I can do all, for years with a bad heart, and we're going to get to communion. For years with a bad heart, I had a job that was totally mentally stressful. Just one part of it was 640 laws that I had to know. Okay, that was just one part of it. The rest of it was more than that. And it was super physical, 50-pound bags of fertilizer, a 30-pound, 5-pound tailgate, and up to 80-pound spreader. And I did that daily for 25 years with a bad heart. So, amen, I believe what Pastor Terrence Tate preached today. I did all things only because Christ strengthened me. And so going forward, I know the same thing. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks today and we praise your holy name, for you have encouraged us to no end. And now we get to remember Jesus and what he did for us. We get to remember his death, burial, and his resurrection as he told us to do until he comes again. And Father, I look. And I don't see him coming, so we're going to go ahead and celebrate this communion. Forgive us of every single sin, those that we did on purpose and those that we don't even know we did, but we did it. We ask that you forgive us, and we thank you for your forgiveness, and we thank you for your cleansing. We ask now, bless the participants, bless this symbol of the bread, the body of Jesus, and bless this liquid, which represents the blood of Jesus, which was shed for our sins and used at the same time to cleanse us. And we thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it, and he told his disciples to take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Let us all eat together. And after this, he took the cup, and he said, this is my blood, which has been shed for you, which is a sign of the new covenant that God is making with you. As often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you show respect to, reverence for, my death, burial, and resurrection until I come again and drink it with you anew in my Father's kingdom. Let us all drink together. Amen. And praise God that we get to, that's what the communion is about. If we do it once a year, if we do it every week, if we do it every day, every time we do it, we remind ourselves of the sacrifice of Christ and the victory of Christ over death. Amen. And that's how we're made right with God. It's an awesome thing. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. I know some of y'all on y'all way to Pastor's Tate class, go to our church website, get the number, call and say, what's the call-in number? And get in. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And after this, the Bible says, they went out to the Mount of Olives and they sang a hymn. This is what they sang, y'all.
You know what it is? I love it. Yeah. I love it. Let's talk about it. Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Yeah. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. Man. I heard a lot of words that have tickled many ears. That's why I praise God for the word that we adhere. The word became flesh, lived for 30 years. Died at 33, but after days reappeared. Jesus Christ, anointed one, ascended in the ear. Or you could say the heir, where the Father made him heir. Of all things, a throne, no, it's more than a chair. But after our redemption, yes, he did take a chair. Greater than the angels, name superior is theirs. This is Hebrews, Hebrews
chapter 1, educator.
I'm leaning to the right, the light is where I'm running. I thought I wanted life, drunk, sexed out and blunted. But all I really wanted was the one who really wanted. Fought death, beat it, gave his life to the public. I love it.
This world like I'm from the planet Mars.
I love the preach Jesus, you can read it in my bar.
I'm pretty straight fire when I'm speaking about my Lord.
He paid the sin price being beat by Roman guards.
But when he resurrected, gave us life free of charge.
Now me and my boys need to be in the sight bar.
Cause we went crazy for God, our lives were scarred.
Now in the book of life, our names have been written down. We're casting our crowns before its feet on the ground. It's such a holy melody and a heavenly sound.
Hearing holy, holy, holy coming from out of the mouth
of the four living creatures by a throne all around.
Can you picture the scene? This is how it's going down.
You just need a little faith and a new set of eyes and a telescopic lens to look in and see God. I love you.
Like a home run,
Christ is
King, Lion, Lamb, God, Man,
yes.
Sin Conqueror, Grave Conqueror, Satan Conquered,
yes.
Can take a sinner, atheist sinner to God conscious,
yes.
Can take nothing, make creation and lives honor, the same God that came through a fetus is Jesus, limited to breathing, got believers singing.
the ultimate missionary. He is so passionate about his own glory that he gives to us the most prized and priceless gift, namely himself. Jesus Christ, the God-man, comes to earth to establish his kingdom in the hearts of people that they may enjoy for eternity the ultimate pleasure, the worship of a good and holy God. One day all the saints will dwell with our triune God in New Jerusalem, the capital city of heaven. And he will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things will pass away. And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new."
May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Until we all meet again. Amen.